somebody was there. So I was like, I heard a story kind of like that.
Yes, sir.
Involving a taser gone bad.
Yes.
Yes. It's like the sound was so loud in the little room.
Oh, you must be exciting football this weekend.
What was the score? I didn't see.
I was in Houston at the Browns.
Oh, you were.
Not worth the trip.
I was actually
My best friend from when we were little, the Browns were sort of the secondary reason. The stadium was phenomenal.
Next Monday.
Indoor stadium.
You're coming, right?
Good morning.
Yes, I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the October 16th meeting of Orville City Council. This evening will be led in prayer by John Brandy from Living Water. Stand, please.
God, thanks for this evening. Thank you for this council that has taken time to sacrifice from their lives to be here. Thank you for this great city that you've blessed us to be able to be in. God, I thank you for our young people that we get to lead, the kids that go to school every day and learn. I pray that they would be citizens that would lead us forward. And I just thank you for the wisdom that you've given us to make decisions that would benefit the city and would benefit each other. So I just pray for that wisdom tonight through the decisions that are made. And we love you. We thank you for this evening. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Have roll call, please.
Chu.
He's excused.
Wilson.
Here.
Vance.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Asparis.
Here.
Parkman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Thank you. We have two sets of minutes to approve this evening. The first is from our September 18th meeting. We'll need the motion to approve those minutes. Mr. Vance?
I move we approve the minutes of the September 18th meeting.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Portman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Now for the October 2nd meeting. Anybody have any additions or corrections to the October 2nd minutes? No? Need a motion to approve? Mr. Hampshire?
Move to approve as submitted.
And second, Mr. Orson?
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. The only thing on finance is I think Ms. Strumlin will talk a little bit about it. She will be introducing legislation for the next go-around in regards to the centralized income tax efforts that the state is at, but Ohio's at it again. So we should see some more information. I believe she did pass out something from Frost, Brown, and Todd last council meeting, so hopefully council members have had a chance to look at that. I did have some conversation, some correspondence with Director Strumlin, and yeah, I supported going forward with a piece of legislation for next four round. That's all I have, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you. Utilities, Mr. Korfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. The stack is done getting painted. It looks good. Thank you, Director. And that's all the report we have.
Thank you. Health and safety, Mr. Vance.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report, but driving by, I noticed the Miser Field was off the dark, no light, no activity. So I suppose that means summer's over.
Go out there tomorrow night.
Okay. Good. I still hope. That's all.
Thank you. Mr. Shoup is not here this evening, so we'll move to planning. Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Nothing from planning, sir.
Thank you. Ordinance and personnel. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and personnel has not met and therefore has no report.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports tonight, but we'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Hamblin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't have a lot. Just wanted to remind folks as the daylight hours leave us a lot more each week, please be careful, especially if you're going home from work. Some kids still might be out playing in the neighborhoods. And also the early morning hours, if you're going to work, a lot of those middle school, high school kids are going to school pretty early. Some of them walk, and even sometimes if they're walking on the sidewalk crossing, it's difficult to see that early, especially if it'd be rainy or foggy or anything like that. Mr. Wilson, the reason I mentioned that about tomorrow night out there is if you've been out there on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the last month with the Boys and Girls Club flag football, oh my goodness, we have that place is just packed. There's teams from Oroville in different age groups, but there's also teams from Smithville and Wayndale and I don't know who else out there, but there's a lot of kids. And that would be another place. When that thing is over and everybody's leaving, you've got kids and parents going everywhere. So encourage parents just to be careful of that too. And that's all I have. Thank you.
We'll move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. For those folks that are anxious to get rid of your leaves prior to the city-wide leaf pickup, the Compost Center doesn't accept leaves. We are open a couple more weeks. Their last day is Saturday, October 28th. On Saturdays, they're open 8 to noon. Wednesday, 7:15 a.m. to 10:15 a.m., or excuse me, 11:15 a.m., and then 12:15 p.m. to 3:15 p.m. And again, the last day for this season is Saturday, October 28th. And the citywide leaf pickup does begin October 30th and the following Monday. The South End, which is also the divider, is always Market Street, and the South End includes Market Street. That will begin October 30th through November 10th. And then the North End will begin November 13th through November 28th. And then the final pass through for all of the city is November 29th through December 8th. Just a reminder, place your leaves on the tree lawn. If you do not have a tree lawn, then behind the sidewalk. And we do prefer that you don't put it on the street because then it gets into the storm sewer system and clogs up the pipes. Dominion has completed gas line work on Sunset Drive, and the restoration for that project is scheduled to begin this week. And that's my report for tonight.
Thank you. We'll move to our Utilities Director, Mr. Brediger.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just two brief comments. The comments on the stack, in case anybody was wondering, those colors are FAA approved. We didn't get to pick those out. The other item, last Monday night, the Public Utility Board met and discussed a proposed property owners and transfer policy procedures. We will be holding a public hearing on October 23rd. That's next Monday, prior to the Utility Board meeting. That draft policy is available for review on our website, or you can contact our office and we can get you a copy of that. Other than that, that's all I have tonight, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll move to our Finance Director, Ms. Stremlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. As Councilman Aspiris mentioned at the last council meeting, I discussed the coalition of municipalities that are organizing to challenge centralized collection. To date, more than 100 cities and villages have joined in that effort to challenge the state for the change in the way business taxes are collected. Remember that this is a change that will go into effect with the state's two-year budget that will begin in January. After we've reviewed the proposal, it was determined with the finance chair that we will present an ordinance for the city of Oroville to join in that coalition. The cost is $2,000. If you have any questions or concerns with that legislation, if you could contact me prior to the next council meeting so that we can get your questions answered for you. Also at the next meeting, I will present a three-year agreement to enter into a contract with the State of Ohio Local Government Services to provide assistance for us in the 2017, 18, and 19 annual audit. And also, I did distribute the fund investment report for the last quarter. You don't need to take any action on this. I just need the minutes to reflect that you had an opportunity to review that. The other item that was distributed tonight was the fund balance report for the period ending September 30th, and that will require a motion to approve subject to audit.
Okay. Mr. Hampshire, thank you. I need a second. Mr. Cortman?
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears?
Yes.
Cortman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Thank you.
That's all.
Anything else, Ms. Trimble?
That's all I have. Thank
you,
sir.
This evening? Thank you. Our law director, Mrs. Kirkwright.
Thank you, Mr. President. I actually do have something to share this evening. At the last meeting, I was asked about administrative orders and how those are approved, and I need to correct the information that I gave to you. And I did send an email out and talk to a couple of you, but I wanted to correct publicly and also for purposes of our minutes the information that was given. So when an administrative order is in front of council, which is provided for in our charter with respect to recommendations for utility rates from the Public Utility Board, council has three options. It can approve that order, in which case it goes into effect immediately pursuant to the administrative order. It can disapprove the order, or it can take no action, in which case the administrative order goes into effect after five readings. So that's the status of the administrative orders that are in front of you, and that's the procedure that's followed pursuant to our charter.
Anyone have any questions?
That's all I have.
Thank you, Mrs. Kirkwright.
Thank you.
Did somebody raise their hand? No? I thought. Corner of my eye, I must have seen a flash. It went by in a hurry. This evening, there's something coming up and hasn't been mentioned yet, because on Tuesday, the 21st or the 31st of October, it's going to be Halloween. So we were talking about kids being walking on the sidewalk and everyone being careful. By then, I think daylight savings time will have expired, and it's going to be dark on that evening. What time do the children start?
6 to 8.
6 to 8.
Yes, sir.
Okay, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. If you're out driving around, watch for ghosts and goblins. Don't run any down. Our police department doesn't want to be called for anything like that. So be careful. It's one of those things that the kids really enjoy it, but sometimes they get carried away and run faster than what parents or grandparents can keep up with them. That's all I have for this evening. We'll move to old business. Mr. Larson.
Administrative order number 117. I move this administrative order be placed on third reading.
Second, Mr. Cortman.
Spears?
Yes.
Cortman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Administrative order number 117. An administrative order granting authority to the Public Utilities Board of the City of Orrville, Ohio to increase water utility rates by 8% beginning December 1, 2017 through December 31, 2017. The first day of January beginning 2018 through January 1, 2022 increases as follows. The first 2 years, 2018 and 2019, the increase will be 7% per year. The next 3 years, 2020, 2021, and 2022, the increase will be 6% per year.
Any more discussion on this one? This is the third reading that's been discussed.
I did have a question, and I'll direct this to Director Brediger, on how we get to the need for a 46% increase net overall. And my response to that was that, things have happened. The climate has changed for us in regard, especially to our water utility, with special regard to the EPA settlement and whatnot. And I wondered if you could expand on that and do a better job of explaining it than I have tried. So
Let me attempt to that. One of the issues is, you know, always comes back a little bit to planning and having some foresight. Did we see this thing coming? And the short answer to that is yes. One of the problems that we had going into this throughout all of our discussions that were all confidential discussions with the agency, preventing us from making any type of preemptive moves, decisions in advance of not having a final settlement in our hands. If you recall, after the dust had settled and through some of our updates that we had with council and board, you saw how through that negotiation process, we saw how the agency had a tendency to change their mind during the process. We knew that we were going to have some impact as a result of the plant undergoing whatever that final outcome was. We just didn't know exactly what it was until that settlement was in place in September of 2015. So it really wasn't until that point of time that we could start quantifying the full impact of the loss of revenue from the plant not operating. Up until that point of time, as you're aware, the power plant had been the water utility's largest customer, and now those revenues are going to be in the neighborhood of roughly 10% of what they had been in prior years, which ranged anywhere from $750,000 or so. So we could not plan in advance. We were anticipating some things in advance, but it really wasn't until the dust finally settled in 2015 that we could start quantifying things and start assessing really what those impacts are. So that process in itself took us a little bit of time that pretty much got us to where we're at here today. So hopefully that helps explain things a little bit. We were basically hand-tied to try to be more proactive, but again, until we really knew what the final terms of that settlement were, we really couldn't do anything in advance of that, unfortunately.
Thank you.
And I'll make, you know, the same offer that we've had during all these discussions that we have. If really anybody on council has any questions that we can answer along the way, emails, visits, Janet and I are here anytime. Just give us a call. Again, a lot of material. We've had a lot of good dialogue back and forth here. We just want to make sure we have all the information out there. So really, anytime, give us a call, stop by our office, send us an email, and we'll get you whatever information you need. Thanks.
Anyone else? No.
Administrative order number 217. I move this administrative order be placed on third reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Gorfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Administrative order number 217, an administrative order granting authority to the Public Utilities Board of the City of Orrville, Ohio, to increase water utility rates by 7%, beginning December 1, 2017, through December 31st, 2017. The first day of January, beginning 2018, through January 1st, 2022, increases as follows. The first year, 2018, the increase will be 7%. The next 4 years, 2019, 2020, 2021, and 2022, the increase will be 6% per year.
Anyone have any questions on this one? Mr. Vance.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't really have any questions, but just been trying to digest all the information as well that you've been given. I just know particularly on the Water Revenue Fund, the total revenues really aren't changing a whole lot. So when you look at 2015, total revenues were nearly $3.3 million. They remain about the same in 2016. Then 2017, they go to 2.9. But then you look at the years forward, even after these increases go into effect, the Revenues in 2018 are projected at 3.1, that is 3.3, 3.5, 3.7, 3.9. And so the percentage change in revenue, that you look at is not climbing dramatically. In 2022, projected revenue is 3.9 million. Well, in 2015, it was 3.3 million. It's not like there's a lot of revenue left over here. Total expenditures, again, not a large variance from, 2015 is 3.5, then 3.7, 2017, 2.7, $1 million less this year in expenditures than last. Then it goes to 3.1, 3.2, 3.3. Then in 2021, it goes to 4.1, then back to 3.6. And so expenditures in 2022 are 3.7 million. Well, in 2015, they were 3.5 million. So you really can start to see the story of what Mr. Bettinger spoke about, the impact of losing the power plant, what that has on us. I mean, the revenue in just last year was $3.3 million. Well, that's not projected to happen again until 2019. That's after 3 years of rate increases going into effect before revenue rebounds to its 2016 level. So anyway, I find that interesting as we digest all the information coming at us.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to comment on Mr. Vance's observations, and you are correct. A significant portion of that is due to that dependence on the electric utility. Another reason for those fluctuations that I just wanted to present to you is the potential OPWC grant and loan. We have included both of those in the revenue, so that's also creating some fluctuation and why the change for those. We still are uncertain whether we'll be able to secure either of those, so that could be a potential decline further in the revenue if those don't come through.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to acknowledge to Director Bettinger. Appreciate you getting back to me with the questions that I had. I know I didn't give you a whole lot of time. As a matter of fact, I didn't even get time to print off your answers, and I come in and I see them here, so I appreciate that. I have not had a chance to go through it, but I will reach out to you and Ms. Strimlin and Ms. Kirkbride if I have any questions.
Okay, just let us know.
Thank you.
Anyone else have any questions or comments? No, that finishes our old business for this evening. We have no new business to come before us. Anyone have anything for the good of the order? Silence. Heard it was golden, but we need a motion here. Mr. Vance.
I move to be adjourned.
Thank you. And a second. A second, Mr. Clark.
Morrison?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting. We're now adjourned.
You can copy of this. So who's, are we preparing an answer for Gary to this?
No, I'll wait and see what comments we get, questions from this public.